Are you going to place on it?
I have no idea. I think they kind of wanted to see how practice went today before they made that decision. So we'll see.
How did it go?
Good. Real good. Did some scout team reps. Got a little bit of individual reps. So it went well.
That's more than you've done in a while, right? The scout team and individual. It seemed to be more involved, at least while we were there.
I mean, this is the first – yesterday and today were the first practice. Today was the first full padded practice that I finished. So the most volume I've had since.
Jared, did this take longer than you thought, about what you thought? What was your thinking going in?
It's about what we thought, probably maybe a week earlier, which is good. So doctor's happy with my progress. Trainers are happy with my progress, so no complaints.
If you get back, I mean, you've watched this offense kind of try and find something to hang its hat on. How do you think you're going to fit in and be that guy? Because it sure looked like you were on the path when that injury occurred.
I just think it should open things up a little bit more. And, I mean, teams have been playing us in a lot of man the past three games. So those are the fun games that you kind of want to play in. So I'm looking forward to getting back and just being around the fellas. I miss them. I hope they miss me too. So I just want to get out there and help as much as I can.
So if the team is playing a lot of man, Jared, how does a tight end take advantage of that?
Those are the funnest games. You're usually going to have a safety or a linebacker covering you. So either you got the ability to beat them one-on-one, or you got the ability to open somebody else up. A lot of picks, a lot of rubs, a lot of just man-to-man routes. So you can kind of set up the route however you want to be able to get open.
When you put the pads on today, was it kind of a prove-it day for you as far as, like, man, I'm going to try to work myself into the game plan for this week?
Not necessarily. It was kind of like a more like tempo, see how it feels, see how it goes, see how it is with contact, see how it is blocking and torquing and just moving around. And, you know, it's different from when you're rehabbing and you're just getting, you know, the typical movements back down. But it's a lot more difficult when you're actually the reaction from a defense and getting used to those movements again.
Fair to say that you felt you could do all that without issue, and now you're just waiting to see how it reacts when you wake up tomorrow and go through maybe some movement stuff?
Nah, I mean, as long as you take care of it, it should be all right. So I'm pretty positive with how practice went today. And I'm looking forward to just kind of – I'm just excited to be back out there on the field, man.
You haven't missed a lot of games, very many, over your career.
Yeah. You know, it's tough because this is my first time actually going through it. So a lot of things that I had to get used to and a lot of things that I had to do different. So it's really tough. It's hard. It's really hard, especially sitting on the sideline watching games when you know you could be out there helping your friends and your teammates. And it's difficult. It's really hard.
In any way related to the injury you had earlier in camp?
No.
Would it mean anything for
Jared
to be able to play in Tennessee?
Heck yeah. What do you mean? Of course it would, man. It's, you know, it was kind of the kickstart of my career. So it would be awesome. But you also got to be smart with the decisions that you make from here on out.
Jared, we have been watching. What did you think of the way you guys kind of opened the offense up? Does that kind of excite you at all about the possibilities?
Yeah, I mean, you see the different things that Coach McCarthy's doing, and it is exciting. But just imagine if you were able to do more two tight end sets or three tight end sets, or if you had James back and you had Ty. You know, it's a lot of factors that could be involved in this offense getting better. So we just got to keep guys, you know, make sure you stay on top of it and get out there and just go get it when we do.